It's important to read the Sutra of Great Liberation often. Buddha himself taught the Sutra of Great Liberation because of these negative karmas of killing, slandering the Guru and the Three Jewels. And a good way to repent all of this is to recite the Sutra of Great Liberation. There is no karma that cannot be purified by reading the Sutra of Great Liberation. Not only the karma of our speech and our body, but also the karma of our mind. Then after reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation, abide in the true nature of mind. And this will purify all these conceptual obscurations. Why is this of such great merit? It's because abiding in the true nature of mind is the merit of the bodhisattvas of the 10th bhumi. In the moment, abiding in the true nature of mind is the merit of the 10th bhumi. And this is of greater merit than meeting and seeing every single Buddha and bodhisattva. And why is it this merit is so great? It's because it is supramundane merit. It's already transcended all conceptual and karmic obscurations when abiding in the true nature of mind. Up until the 8th bhumi, we are purifying our karmic obscurations, and then after that we purify the conceptual obscurations. So why is it so great to be able to abide in the true nature of mind? It's because it transcends all of these karmic and conceptual obscurations. Until the 8th bhumi, we are still in the process of purifying the karmic obscurations. When we are in the true nature of mind, we've already transcended all of the conceptual and karmic obscurations. And from the 1st to the 10th bhumi are still parts of the process of purifying karmic obscurations. So when we transcend the 10th bhumi, that we enter into the true nature of mind. This is truly entering into the true nature of mind. Before this, we have maybe recognized the true nature of mind. For those that are requesting them. But the instructions, many of them have already recognized the true nature of mind. However, they haven't transcended the 10th bhumi yet. We still have to practice, and this is also said by Dujin Rinpoche and Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche. These pith instructions you must practice for your entire life. It's not that you have just recognized the true nature of mind that now you have attained Buddhahood. For instance, Huainan Master, he recognized the true nature of mind and then still went and spent many years in retreat. What was he doing? He was practicing. To do this, we have to have patience. We have to have the motivation. We have to have great aspiration. You see, samsara is just like this. No matter how difficult it is, it still carries on. We still continue with it. We do it for this whole life, and then we have our next life, and we continue in samsara. And all of it has so much suffering, and we feel exhausted. It has no true meaning. However, we're still willing to continue with the samsara life for a whole life, life after life. However, attaining Buddhahood is so beneficial, and it has so much merit. Why are we not willing to continue with this? Naturally, something that is so good, we should be willing to continue with. We have a perfect guru guiding us. Not only that, we also have this true nature of mind within us. And having this, how can we not be successful? Look at samsara with our relationships and our work. We have so many failures, so many upsets, but still we continue. Doesn't matter how difficult it is, I'm still going to continue. In the process of the samsara, we've generated so much negative karma. I don't have so much courage to continue to send myself to the hells. And then Buddhahood, attaining Buddhahood is of such great merit. Why am I not prepared to continue and persist in this? Definitely, we must continue to practice. Don't stop practicing. Don't listen to what other people say. It's got nothing to do with them. What they're doing has got nothing to do with you. There are all types of people around us. Some of the people are practicing very well, and we say, I want to practice with them. And then other people are not practicing well. Do you want to say, I'm going to practice with them? There's all kinds of different practitioners out there. If we continue just practicing with them, we will never transcend without practice. We must ensure that we have a very good direction in terms of which we are practicing. Practice with somebody who is pure. Not these other practitioners whenever they want to do this negative karma, they do this and they do that, and they get distracted with this and they get distracted with that. So it's crucial what we practice is our own lineage. And be more pure, and then more pure, and more pure. Have I not said to you before, if in this world there is nobody who believes in cause and effect, let me at least be the one person who does believe in cause and effect. If there's nobody in the world that is practicing, let me be, at least be the one person that is practicing. And if there are no people with belief in the Guru, let me be the one who has the faith in the Guru, and let me really practice really diligently and very well. And with this type of motivation, definitely we will be realized in our practices. Then the blessing and the Dharma will enter into our mind stream. Every day, make the aspiration, no matter what happens, what obstacles arise, I will not change this aspiration to practice and to attain enlightenment. Doesn't matter how other people change, the people around me, how they change, how the world changes, how other people practice, I will continue on this path of this pure Dharma that I am practicing. If we don't have resolute aspirations like this, then it's very easy for all kinds of distractions and obstacles to enter into our mind stream. Everybody, really, you must continue, persist in your practice and practice well. And everybody, practice according to your capabilities. For the older people, don't try and keep up with the younger people that are doing the five preliminaries. If you do, your body just gets painful and maybe you get feel hurt. Practice according to the state of your own body. It's not that you have to do so many so quickly. It's important that your body is pure and that you maintain a pure state of speech and keep your mind pure and gradually like this practice. Without this body of ours, we wouldn't be able to practice anything. So for the older people, when you see the younger people with so much energy, don't try and keep up with them. All that happens is maybe you harm yourself. For yourself, keep your body healthy. Keep your body pure. And on this foundation, practice. Don't go and compare yourself to these younger people. Oh, how many did you prostrate today? Then the older practitioners think, oh, I must do as many as well. And then bong, 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 bong. They practice the whole day. And then the next day, they're not able to get up. We don't have to do this. We know and be aware of our own body, our own health. Most important is that we practice on the foundation of a healthy body. Because the most important thing in the practice is that we transform our mind. And for the young people as well, it's very important that you practice and you must maintain good health as well. And practice full of cherishing and joy. And in this way, we can perfect our merits.